早上，你吸引我们一同来到你的面前。
Oh Lord, draw us to you this morning.
你已经为我们征战全营。
For you have won the warfare for us.
你是万王之王，万主之主。
And you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
你已经登上父神永远的宝座。
And you have entered the eternal throne of the Father God.
早间所有的颂赞荣耀都要归给你。
Therefore, all the praises and honors belong to you.
我们心单单向你来服服敬拜。
And we just submit and obey and worship you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
何等的感谢主早间吸引我们一同来到他的面前。
We're so thankful that the Lord has drawn us to his presence this morning.
早间我们在这里一同分享施恩的宝座。
And this morning we'd like to share with you the throne of grace.
主的宝座是永远的宝座。
The throne of our Lord is an eternal throne.
是审判的宝座。
It's a throne of judgment.
圣洁的宝座。
It's a holy throne.
荣耀的宝座。
A glorious throne.
但是我们要知道这个宝座对我们来讲也是施恩的宝座。
And yet to us, it is also the throne of grace.
请我们一起来读希伯来书第四章十四节到第十六节。
Let us read together Hebrews chapter 4 verses 14 to 16.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence,so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
我们的主他是升上高天尊荣的大祭司。
Our Lord is the great priest that has gone through the heavens.
他讲到让我们知道说他曾经为我们来到地上。
It tells us that he has come here before for us.
他站在人的位置。
And stand at the position as a man.
他也凡事受过试探。
And he was tempted in every way.
但是他没有犯罪。
Yet he was without sin.
我们的主他能够体恤我们所有的软弱。
That's why he can sympathize with our weaknesses.
这边让我们看见有一个施恩的宝座。
And here we see there is a throne of grace.
他吸引我们能够来到他的面前。
And he wants to draw us close to him through that.
首先我们要看见一个圣洁荣耀的宝座。
First of all, we need to understand his throne is holy and glorious as well.
这讲到我们来到神的面前。
Which means when we come to our God.
其实今天蒙恩的儿女我们要知道这是一个何等大的恩典。
Children of the Lord, we need to realize what a grace that is.
神的宝座是圣洁的宝座。
Because the throne of our God is a holy throne.
神的宝座是荣耀的宝座。
It's a glorious throne.
我们在旧约的里面，以赛亚书第六章，我们一起来看一下第一节和第二节。
In the book Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, let's take a look at that.
当乌西亚王登的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉弗四粒，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。第三节，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty.The whole earth is full of his glory.
神的宝座对全宇宙来讲是神掌权的宝座。
And the throne of God is the place where he reigned in the entire universe.
审判的宝座。
And the throne of judgment.
这边我们看见当撒拉弗在那里呼喊说圣哉圣哉圣哉。
So you see in this passage,Seraphs cried out to each other, Holy, holy, holy.
啊，充满了神的荣耀。
And that place is filled with God's glory.
这是圣洁的宝座。
Therefore, God's throne is a holy throne.
是荣耀的宝座。
It's a glorious throne.
哦，以赛亚他能够见到这样的一个荣耀的情景。
And Isaiah was able to witness this glorious condition.
我们想说他是何等的蒙福。
We would regard him so blessed.
他在那里一个反应是什么呢
？But what was his reaction?
他说：“祸哉，我灭亡了。”
He said, "Woe to me, I will perish."
他知道他是一个罪人。
Because he recognized the fact that he was a sinner.
他怎么可能来到神的面前呢
？How could he approach to the presence of God?
没有一个人照着我们的本相，我们可以来到神面前的。
Because no one can come close to God in their own condition.
这样的圣洁。
He is so holy.
这样的荣耀。
God is so glorious.
弟兄姐妹，我们没有办法想象。
It is beyond our imagination.
以赛亚在那里呼喊，祸哉，我灭亡了。
That's why Isaiah says, Woe to me, I am destroyed.
但是今天早间我们看见这么荣耀的宝座，它是一个施恩的宝座。
But this morning we want to take a look at the fact that this glorious throne is also the throne of grace.
我们从旧约以赛亚书。
In the Old Testament, from the book of Isaiah.
然后我们如果跳到启示录圣经的最后了。
And if we jump from that book to the very end of New Testament, the book of Revelation.
在二十二章的第一节。
Chapter 22, verse 1.
他讲到说，天使又指示我在城内街道当中有一道生命水的河。
The angel showed me the river of the water of life.
明亮如水晶。
As clear as crystal.
从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
Flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb.
弟兄姐妹，在启示录在圣经的最后，他讲到神和羔羊的宝座。
Therefore, brothers, brothers and sisters, at the very end of Revelation of the entire Bible, it talks about a throne, which is the throne of God and the Lamb.
在整个圣城的中心
and which is situated in the center of the entire holy city.
是神和羔羊的宝座
and that is where the throne of God and the Lamb is located.
生命水的河从那里流出来
and from that throne there is the river of the water of life.
父神永远的宝座我们的主他已经登上
and our Lord has entered into the eternal throne of Father God.
所以希伯来书第一章第八节说论到子说神啊你的宝座是永永远远的
As evidence in the book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8 says But about the Son he says Your throne O God will last forever and ever.
你的国权是正直的
And righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom.
所以我们看见神和羔羊的宝座
Therefore you see there is a throne of God and the Lamb.
当主耶稣他从死里复活
And when Jesus rose from the dead
他升天
He ascended into heavens.
在启示录我们看见在宝座中有羔羊站立
And you see in the book of Revelation it described that on the throne stands the Lamb.
全宇宙万有今天我们看见羔羊他站在中心的位置
And in entire universe he the Lamb is the center.
他是敬拜的中心
He is the center of worship.
弟兄姐妹当我们真知道神和羔羊的宝座是整个圣城的中心
Therefore brothers and sisters if we truly knowThat the throne of God and the Lamb is the center of the holy city.
今天这个中心要影响我们的生活。
And this recognition and this center shall have impact in how we live.
我们的家庭生活。
Our home lifestyle.
我们的婚姻生活。
Our marriage life.
我们职场生活。
Our career life.
我们的教会生活。
Our church life.
神和羔羊是不是中心
？Is God and the Lamb our center?
其实这一个是一件非常关键的事情。
And this is a very, very key and critical thing.
虽然每一个人你有所忙碌的，你有你的生活。
Yes, we all are busy with different things in life.
但是我们看见神和羔羊，他的宝座在永远的里面是中心。
Yeah, in the eternity, the throne of God and the Lamb is the center.
但是今天在我们的生活的里面
So, in our daily living
我们说他是我们的主
We say, you are our Lord
他是万王之王万主之主
That you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords
但是也许你发现说在一件很小的事情上
Yeah, maybe on a very trivial thing in our daily living
我们却不愿意让他做主
We do not allow the Lord to be the Lord
希伯来书第四章讲到要我们竭力进入那个安息
And Hebrew chapter 4 says endeavor to enter into the rest
怎么样进入那个安息呢
How do we enter into his rest?
他讲到说歇了自己的功
Which means to rest from our own work
当圣灵在我们里面做一个很奇妙的工作
When the Holy Spirit works something marvelous in us
当神的话在我们里面开启
When the word of God is open and revealed to us
我们看见有一条路
Then we see a way
十架的道路
The way of his cross
那在这条路上
And on this way of the cross
主呼召我们
The Lord is calling us
若有人要跟从他
He who wants to follow him
我们要舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从他
We have to deny ourselves and pick up our cross and follow him
弟兄姐妹基督是我们的主
Dear brothers and sisters Jesus is our Lord
那个挑战就是在我们生活的里面
The challenge has to happen in our daily life
是我的己生命重要呢还是主更重要
Which is more important My self life or our Lord
他是不是坐在宝座上的主
Is my Lord the Lord on my throne
还是我坐在我的宝座上
Or am I sitting on my throne
弟兄姐妹这个考验其实我们说主我愿意放下我的自己
And with facing this test hopefully we all say Lord I'm willing to deny myself
我们在里面其实在这里我们见证主啊你是我的主
And from deep within we testify says Lord you are my Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们是这样子让主在我们生活中来掌权。
And this is how we allow the Lord to reign in our daily life.
让他能够居首位。
That he is first and the center.
在整个圣城当中是神和羔羊的宝座。
In the very holy city, the center is the throne of God and his Lamb.
那今天神和羔羊的宝座在我们的生活的里面。
And how the throne is also sitting in our daily life.
它是我们的中心。
That our God is our center.
是在我们的侍奉当中。
And he appears in how we serve.
它是我们的中心。
He is the center.
我们所做的每一件事情。
Everything we do.
主吸引我们回到他的面前。
May the Lord draw us back to him.
那我们从以赛亚旧约然后一直到启示录的最后。我们看见神的心意。
And from the book Isaiah all the way to the end of Revelation, we see God's heart.
对于不信的人和鬼魔来说
To devil or people that do not believe in God.
神和羔羊的宝座是审判的宝座。
The throne of God and the Lamb is the throne of judgment.
但是对于神儿女来讲这个宝座是施恩的宝座。
Yet to us, children of God, this is the throne of grace.
在旧约的当中
In the Old Testament,
神他是用施恩座来做一个表征。
God used the term mercy seat as the symbol or type of his throne of grace.
他要摩西照着山上的样式建造会幕。
And he asked Moses to build the tent of tabernacle according to his instruction in the mountains.
在会幕我们知道外面是有外院。
And for the tent, we all know there's an outer court.
那会幕里面呢又分为圣所还有至圣所。
And within the tabernacle, there are two parts. One is the holy place, and the other one is the most holy place.
在当中是有一个幔子。
And in between these two places, there is a curtain.
在至圣所里面是有约柜。
And within the most holy place, there is The Ark of Covenant.
那约柜上面有一个盖子叫做施恩座。
And on top of the Ark, there is a place called the Mercy Seat.
请我们一起来读利未记16章第二节。
Let's read together Leviticus chapter 16 verse 2.
要告诉你哥哥亚伦不可随时进圣所的幔子内到柜上的施恩座前免得他死亡因为我要从云中显现在施恩座上
Tell your brother Aaron not to come whenever he chooses into the most holy place behind the curtain in front of the mercy seat on the ark or else he will die because I appear in the cloud over the mercy seat
亚伦是大祭司。
Aaron was the high priest.
但是神要摩西告诉他的哥哥亚伦。
But God wanted Moses to warn Aaron.
至圣所不是你随时可以进去的。
And the most holy place is not somewhere you can choose to enter whenever you want.
也就是说在这边有一个幔子阻隔。
And there is a curtain blocking him from entering.
大祭司一年一次他能够进到至圣所里面
The high priest can enter into the most holy place once a year with sacrifice
而且是战战兢兢的进去
And when he enters it's always a trembling manner
不是他自己就能够有资格进去
Because he is not qualified to enter into the most holy place
带着牛羊的血
He has to bring with him the blood of the lamb or a cow
我们知道旧约是一个预表
We all know many things in the Old Testament are just a type.
好像一个图画。
It's like painting a picture for us.
是的，神的荣耀能够充满在那个地方。
Yes, God's glory was filling in that place.
但是人没有办法来到神的面前。
Yet man could not come close to God.
那在这边有一个很大的阻隔。
Because there is a hindrance.
我们知道犹太人他们有律法他们有诸约。
We all know Jews, they have the covenants, they have all the laws.
那他们也下定了决心他们也有很大的自信觉得说我们能够遵守这个律法。
They also resolved and was committed to abide by these laws.
但圣经告诉我们没有一个人因着行律法能够被神称义的。
Yeah, Bible clearly tells us that no one is justified just by abiding by the law.
也就是说，没有一个人你能够靠着自己，靠着你的行为，能够来到神的面前。
Which means no one can come to God with their own behaviors or works.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because the entire world sinned against God and fall short of His glory.
这个包括了外邦人，也包括了犹太人。
Which include both Jews and Gentiles.
是包括了不在律法以下的，也包括了在律法以下。
Include both people are under the law.And the people are not under the law.
这边有一个非常大的阻隔。
And there's a huge hindrance.
那怎么样今天这个阻隔能够除去呢？
How can we remove this hindrance?
请我们一起来读希伯来书第十章十九节和第二十节。
Let us read together Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 and 20.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body.
他讲到说是借着耶稣的血，
Here it says, by the blood of Jesus.
我们才有可能坦然无惧来到施恩座的面前。
We can now have confidence to enter into the most holy place.
来到至圣所的里面。
To come into the most holy place.
主耶稣基督的宝血。
The precious blood of Jesus Christ.
是特别讲到他那超凡美丽的生命。
Speaks specifically his beautiful and supreme life.
在十架他的身体为我们裂开。
On the cross, his body was broken for us.
他的宝血为我们流出来。
And his precious blood was shed for us.
耶稣基督超凡美丽的生命满足父神所有公义的要求。
And his beautiful and supreme life fully satisfied God's requirements of justification.
今天是因着主的宝血。
And it's because of the precious blood of the Lord.
我们能够进入至圣所。
We can now enter into the most holy place.
他讲到说是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
Here it says, by a new and living way opened for us.
我们能够从幔子经过。
Through the curtain.
弟兄姐妹，这幔子就是主的身体。
Oh, dear brother and sister, here it said the curtain is the body of the Lord.
当主在十架受死。
When Jesus died on the cross.
他说成了。
He said it is finished.
殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
At that time, the curtain in the holy place split from top to the bottom.
那边预表着我们的主他身体为我们裂开。
Which signifies that the body of our Lord was broken.For us,
他为我们付了赎价。
Because he paid the ransom for all.
他除去了人和神中间那一个拦阻。
He removed the hindrance between God and man.
所以在这边我们看见幔子裂开了。
So we see here the curtain is broken.
主为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
Through which a new and living way was opened for us.
这样子我们能够来到神的面前。
That is how we can now approach to God.
我们在圣经里面刚刚读到他为我们开的这条又新又活的道路。
We just read the passage how the Lord opened up for us a new and living way.
因着他的血，我们可以坦然无惧的来到至圣所。
By the blood of Jesus, we can now enter the most holy place with confidence.
在约翰福音第六章三十七节说，凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来。
In John 6:37 it says, All that the Father gives me will come to me.
到我这里来的我总不丢弃他。
And whoever comes to me, I will never drive away.
主在这里呼召我们。
So the Lord is calling us.
叫我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座的面前。
To come to the mercy seat with confidence.
坦然无惧的。
With confidence.
我们怎么样能够坦然无惧呢？
How can we be confident?
在旧约你看见以赛亚他说，祸灾我灭亡了。
We just read in the book of Isaiah, when he saw God, he said, Woe to me, I'm perishing.
我们看见多少历世历代的这些大祭司们，他们战战兢兢的，他们也不能随时的进到至圣所去。
And we also see how in the Old Testament time, all the high priests enter into the most place with fear.
但是我们想到说有多少这些百姓
and so many Israelites
还有多少的祭司
and so many priests
他们更是不能进到至圣所
they are not qualified even come close to the most holy place
但是在这边神在这里呼召我们
but here God is calling us
要我们坦然无惧的
to approach him with confidence
使我们能够经过这个裂开的幔子
yes because we can enter through the broken veil now
我们能够来到施恩宝座的面前
come to the throne of grace
他说叫我们得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助
to receive mercy and find grace to help in time of our need
我们蒙恩得救的时候我们回转到主的面前我们相信接受他为我们所做成一切的工作
At the time when we were first saved we turn back to God and believe and accept everything that he has done for us
我们接受他成为我们的救主
And we accept Jesus as our Savior
我们的罪得着了赦免
And at that time our sin were forgiven
我们得着了永远的生命
And we receive his eternal life
但是弟兄姐妹当今天我们说怎么样坦然无惧来到神的面前
And we say how do we approach God with confidence today
来到施恩宝座的面前
Approach that grace throne
认罪悔改对我们非常的重要
Confessing and returning are important
在主那边所有的工作完成了
From God's side, everything has been completed.
那条活路开通了。
And the living way is now open.
但是今天不是说我随随便便的我犯了罪我也可以大摇大摆的觉得说好像这就是我的权利。
But that doesn't mean we have earned the right to come carelessly with confidence to his throne.
今天神要我们为着罪忧伤痛悔。
And God is seeking a humble and repenting heart.
但是我们又是坦然无惧的能够来到施恩宝座的面前。
Yet with that, we can approach the throne of grace with confidence.
因为我们的主他恨恶罪恶。
Our Lord hates sin.
他却爱罪人。
But he loves sinner.
是的，他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
Indeed, he opened up a new and living way for us.
今天我们要来到主的面前。
So we want to approach the Lord through that.
我们要来到施恩宝座面前。
To approach the throne of grace.
其实讲到我们生命，主正在改变我们，制作我们。
And because the Lord is changing us.
他在我们身上有一个荣耀的心意。
And on each one of us, he has a glorious purpose.
他要做成他荣耀的工作。
He wants to finish his glorious work on us.
今天仇敌常常在那里用欺骗的手法。
And devil try to deceive us.
对于自义的人，让他们觉得说我已经够好了。
For people who are proud and self-righteous, they will regard themselves, I'm good enough.
那对于其他的人呢
？And for people on the other side,
觉得说我实在太差了。
They feel that I'm just so short of God's glory.
我没有资格能够来到主的面前。
I am not qualified to approach God.
今天求主让我们里面有一个信心。
And we pray the Lord give us a faith today.
我们相信这条路已经开通了。
Believing that the way has been opened up for me.
我们听见主在呼召我们。
And also we hear the calling from our Lord.
要坦然无惧的。
Come with confidence
来到施恩宝座的面前
to my throne of grace
今天在爱的里面主要把这个惧怕出去
and in love God wants to remove this fear
我们知道我们是不配的
yes we know we're not worthy
今天我们怎么可以来呢
how can we or how are we qualified to come
因着耶稣基督的宝血
it's by the precious blood of Jesus Christ
这是我们得着一个何等宝贵主为我们所已经完成
And this is something precious that the Lord has completed for us.
我们里面带着信心。
Therefore, by faith, with confidence.
我们相信主的宝血。
Believing in the power of the blood of Jesus.
在他血的里面，我们能够进前来。
Knowing that we can come close to him through his blood.
但是另外一面呢，我们遇见这个宝血，讲到耶稣基督那个超凡美丽的生命。
But on the other hand, when we deal with this precious blood, which represents his beautiful and supreme life.
那这个生命今天就在我们的里面。
And this life is now in us.
主他凡事跟我们一样受过试探。
And he was tempted. tempted in every way, just like us.
但他没有犯罪。
Yet he was without sin.
他把一个不犯罪的生命赐给我们。
Therefore, he has given to us his life that does not sin.
哦，当我们要来到主的面前。
Therefore, when we want to come to the Lord,
我们里面的生命对于罪有一个忧伤痛悔的心。
And we need to be very sensitive and to be sorrowful and contrite for our own sin.
然后又靠着主的宝血。
But also through the blood of the Lord,
我们坦然无惧来到主的面前。
We can approach the throne.
这是神的旨意。
That's the purpose of God.
我们知道仇敌的诡计。
We all know the deceitfulness of devil.
但是愿主在里面来吸引我们。
May the Lord draw us from within.
弟兄姐妹，认罪悔改是一件何等蒙福的事情。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, confess our sins and repent from it.It's very, very important.
因为我们不愿意我们和主之间有任何的拦阻。
Because we don't want to have any blockage between our Lord and us.
今天不只是有一条又新又活的路，我们能够来到神的面前。
And today we can come to God through that new and living way.
主也改变我们。
The Lord also is changing us in the midst.
他也吸引我们。
He is also drawing us close.
在生活的里面。
So in the daily life.
然后我们时刻的来到主的面前。
We can practice to come to Him every moment.
我们是在主的面前来过生活。
So we live our life before the Lord.
主呼召我们来到施恩宝座前。
The Lord is calling us to come to the throne of grace.
弟兄姐妹是坦然无惧的。
With confidence.
仇敌不能来欺骗。
And the devil cannot cheat us.
他仇敌不能来控告我们。
Or condemn us.
今天我们可以坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座的面前。
Because we can now come to the throne of grace with confidence.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他要我们来到施恩宝座的面前。
Our Lord wants us to approach the throne of grace.
得连续蒙恩惠。
To receive mercy and find grace.
我们一起来读以弗所书第二章第四节和第五节。
Let us read.Ephesians chapter 2 verses 4 and 5.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，你们得救是本乎恩。
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved.
让我们真的认识神有丰富的怜悯。
So we need to recognize that God is rich in mercy.
我们认识到说，到底什么是怜悯呢？
So what is mercy?
神看见我们，当我们还做罪人的时候。
God saw us when we were still sinners.
他对着我们的那个感觉。
And the feelings he had toward us.
那是怜悯。
Was mercy.
因着他有丰富的怜悯。
Because he's rich in mercy.
所以当我们死在罪恶过犯中的时候。
Therefore, when we were still dead in transgression.
他叫我们能够和他一同活过来。
He made us alive with Christ.
他因着怜悯他所做成的工作。
And the work was done because of his mercy.
叫我们成为神的儿女。
And made us the children of God.
这是恩典。
And that is grace.
有时候我们看见一个饥饿的人
And we, for example, we see somebody who is hungry.
我们觉得哇，他好可怜。
We feel merciful to that person.
他缺少食物。
Because he was lack of food.
啊，今天我们说我们有一个怜悯的心。
Yes, we have a merciful heart toward him.
但是什么时候，当我们真的预备好了食物
？But when only when we prepare food.
然后我们去送给他。
And provide for him.
那这个。是恩典。
And that action is grace.
他叫我们得连续蒙恩惠。
And here says receive mercy and find grace.
叫我们是来到施恩宝座的面前。
That happens when we approach his throne of grace.
我们虽然是不配的人。
Although we are not worthy.
但是神的怜悯叫我们能够得着神的恩典。
But because of God's mercy,We can receive His grace.
那他讲到做应时的帮助，随时的帮助。
And here says, in our time of need.
诗篇第46篇第一节说，神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
Just as stating Psalm 46:1 says, Our God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in troubles.
所以不论我们讲到怜悯，讲到恩典，
Whether it's mercy or grace,
从神出来，今天都临到我们身上。
They both are from God unto us.
那我们讲到说什么是这个帮助呢
？So what is the help we get from?
有人说我有一个很不好的上司，然后我祷告。
Some people say, you know, I have this terrible boss, so I pray.
所以神听了我的祷告，神来帮助我。
And God listened to my prayer and He helped me.
他为我开了路。
He opened up a way for me.
有人讲说我的孩子生病了。
Some says my child is sick.
我向神祷告。
So I pray to God.
神帮助我。
God helped me.
我孩子他病得着医治了。
And my child is healed.
我想我们有很多很多这样的见证。
I think we all share testimonies like that many times.
的确，他是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
Yes, he is our help in time of trouble.
的确，我们的主他乐意听我们的祷告。
And he is more than willing to listen to our prayers.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天也有很多时候，我想我们也经历到。
And but at the same time, we also experience that.
我们祷告祷告，我的上司并没有改变。
I prayed for a long time, but my boss was not changed.
也许今天我们身上也遇到一些疾病的，我们祷告好像神没有医治每一个疾病。
And we contract sicknesses and we prayed, but God did not necessarily heal every sickness.
如果这一个随时的帮助只是外面的。
Therefore, if this timely help is only our help.
其实我们所认识的可能只有一部分。
Then we only know our God partially.
前面我们讲到在启示录说到神和羔羊的宝座。
And we talk about in the book of Revelation how the throne was the throne of God and the Lamb.
生命水的河从那里流出来。
How from that throne there is river of the water of life.
今天讲到说每一次我们来到施恩的宝座。
Which tells us every time when we approach the throne of grace.
这是施恩座，我们知道说这是神和羔羊的宝座。
We also recognize this is the throne of God and the Lamb.
今天生命从这里要流出来。
Where life flows out.
所以他帮助我们。
Therefore, when he helps us,
远远只是超过在外面我们遇到环境的帮助。
And definitely surpasses the our help.
他要我们经过各样的环境。
Instead, he wants us to go through the entire, every circumstance.
高山低谷，他都与我们同在。
Maybe it's the high or the low, he promised to be with us.
在我们一生的路径上，他与我们同行。
And he promised to walk by our side in our path.
他要把他自己的丰富来赐给我们。
And on the path, he will give us his own abundance.
曾经有一个比较有钱的人。
And there was a richer person.
那他很爱他们那个村子里面的孩子们。
And he loves the children in his own village.
他很想把他的一些的东西来送给他们。
And he want to give them what he has owned.
他问他的仆人怎么做比较好。
So he asked his servant, how should I approach this thing?
那个仆人呢就跟他讲说，你可不可以就是宣告一下，然后邀请这些孩子们呢，有一天晚上到家里来吃晚餐。
So the servant said, why don't you send out a dinner invitation?
啊，的确，他把那个邀请送出去了。
So he did send out invitation.
然后很多的孩子他们都非常的高兴。
And many children were happy to receive it.
那天来到这位妇人的家里面，享受了丰盛的晚餐。
So they came to the dinner, have a wonderful feast that night.
然后他在那里告诉他们说，我家里面预备了很多的东西，你们每个人可以选一样礼物。
He told all the children that, you know, you can pick, the many presents I have prepared for you.
每一个人选一样。
Everyone picks one.
哇，这孩子们很兴奋。
So kids were so excited.
每一个人都选了一样。
So everyone picks a gift.
然后到最后他发现说有一个孩子他怎么没有选东西呢
But then he noticed that there's one child who did not bother to pick any present.
他说你为什么不选一个呢
He said, why don't you pick a gift?
那个孩子说我选的就是你
The child says, I have picked you.
他选择了最好的
That is the best gift.
弟兄姐妹，今天神叫我们认识到说，他乐意我们来亲近他。
So, dear brothers and sisters, God wants us to know that He wants us to come close to Him.
是我们的主，他付了极重的代价。
Because He paid a great price for that.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
And opened up the way for us.
是我们可以来到神的面前。
To allow us to come to His presence.
他的宝座今天对我们是一个施恩的宝座。
And His throne now to us is the throne of grace.
他让我们能够看见今天我们是在他宝血的里面可以坦然无惧的来到他的面前。
Shown us that with confidence through His blood, we can approach the throne.
他教我们能够得连续蒙恩惠。
Where we can receive mercy and find grace.
今天他怜悯我们。
He has mercy on us.
他要把恩典叫我们能够来得着。
And He wants to give us His grace.
他要做我们随时的帮助。
He wants to be our ever-present help.
弟兄姐妹，这个帮助在我们的生活的里面。
And this help occurs in every moment in our daily life.
是在我们顺境的时候，在我们逆境的时候。
Whether when days are good or days are bad.
在我们祷告，他听我们祷告，也在也许你说他还没有听我们的祷告。
In a time when he answered directly to our prayer request.Or in the time he hasn't answered.
应该讲说他听我们的祷告但是不是照我们所想的来成就的时候。
I should say when he heard our prayer but he did not work according to our request.
因为他要把最好的赐给我们。
Because what he desires to do is to give us what's best.
那一个帮助。
And so that help from God.
哦，我们说主是我们的帮助。
We say the Lord is my help.
我们向主祷告，主，我们愿意更多的得着你。
And may that be our prayer that we desire to have you more and more.
得着主是我们得着最大的福分。
To receive the Lord Himself, that is the greatest blessing.
但是今天非常关键，我们要来到他施恩宝座的面前。
But the key point is that we have to come to the throne of grace.
愿主来吸引我们。
May the Lord draw us.
愿主改变我们的生活。
And change us.
从里面我们转向主。
So that we will turn to Him from within.
使得我们看见自己，我们是一个污秽，我们是一个不配的人。
Yes, look at ourselves. We are filthy and unworthy.
但是神怜悯了我们。
But the Lord has mercy on us.
他做成了这么大的工作，他让我们能够得着这个恩典。
And He has done this wonderful and great work so that we can now have grace.
他把他的生命赐给我们。
He has given His own life to us.
弟兄姐妹，教我们面对这一个弯曲悖谬的时代。
So that when we face this wicked world,
这个世界充满了污秽。
This generation is full of filth.
充满了败坏。
Full of wickedness.
有很多人讲说，现在这一个世界。
And some people made a comment says, this world now,
越来越像索多玛、俄摩拉。
It's very much like the time of Sodom and Gomorrah.
哦，弟兄姐妹，让我们为着罪要忧伤痛悔。
Therefore, we need feel sorrowful for the sins we see.
哦，这个世界是的，它已经到了主来之前最黑暗的时候。
Yes, we are now in the darkest time before the Lord's coming.
但是主要吸引我们。
Yeah, in the same time, the Lord is drawing us.
更深的来到主的面前。
So that we can come even deeper in His presence.
哦，来到他施恩宝座的面前。
To come to the throne of grace.
幔子已撤，扉景一瞥。
The curtain has been removed, so to me, it's no longer just a glimpse.
今天神要我们在幔内来安居。
And also, the Lord has invited us to dwell inside the veil.
今天不是我们的生活里面我有一段时间而已我是说这段是我来亲近主的
Therefore we don't just set aside a period of time says this is the time that I will approach the Lord
只要我们过一个生活
But the Lord wants us to live a life
是在他的面前来过生活
That is happening in His presence
哦，在荣耀里的基督
Oh Christ who is in glory
已将我们的心全照亮
Has enlightened my heart completely.
那今天主吸引我们。
And the Lord draw us close.
我们最后来唱诗歌第339首。
And we want to sing a hymn together, 339.
哦，在荣耀里的基督。
Marvel not that Christ in glory.
第三节讲到说，得见他的奇妙荣耀，并他更妙的奇爱。
All the wonders of his glory, deeper wonders of his love.
如何为我已经得到高超地位到万代。
How for me he won, he keeps that high standing all above.
幔子以侧非仅一瞥，乃是幔内来安居。
Not a glimpse, the veil unlifted, but within the veil to dwell.
注视他面无间无懈，得听隐秘的话语。
Gazing on his face forever, hearing words unspeakable.
第四节讲到说，我已看见基督容面，别是请勿向我提。
Verse 4 says, I have seen the face of Jesus. Tell me not of aught beside.
我已听见他的恩言，这已够使我满意。
I have heard the voice of Jesus. All my soul is satisfied.
借他荣耀所发光辉，可颂容面我已见。
In the radiance of his glory, first I saw his blessed face.
这个荣耀且要成为我的住处到永远。
And forever shall that glory be my home, my dwelling place.
是的，幔子以侧非仅一瞥。
Yes, the veil has been unlifted. It's no longer just a glimpse.
乃是幔内来安居。
But inside the veil we dwell.
这个荣耀要成为我们的住处，一直到永远。
His glory is become our abiding place until eternity.
愿主来保守我们，来祝福我们。
May the Lord keep us and bless us.
Oh